Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
But I want your attention for the next discussion because it's quite a serious problem that Ireland is facing at the moment. A new study shows that the country is in the midst of a perfect storm of cocaine, with increased availability, the study says, higher purity and greater affordability of the drug as well. The study was led by a team from the Health Research Board, assisted by academics and clinicians from UCC, Trinity College Dublin and the HSE as well. It coincides with another recent study by the HRB as well, which showed Ireland still ranks among the highest in Europe for the use of cocaine, and the consequences are increasingly visible across the healthcare system, we're told. I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Deirdre Mongan, who's Research Officer at the Health Research Board. Dr. Mongan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
It seems to me from reading this, the latest research, that not alone do we have quite a significant prevalent problem up and down the country in terms of cocaine use, but that it's getting worse. Is that right?
Well, yes, we in this research, we looked at trends across a number of indicators that looked at health harms relating to cocaine since the year 2000. And what we're seeing across all indicators is a very consistent story, in that in the last few years in particular, we have seen a significant increase in cocaine related harms. And the type of harms we were looking at were admissions to our acute hospitals, admissions to our psychiatric hospitals, people entering treatment for their cocaine use, deaths from cocaine as well. So across all those indicators, we're seeing increases in the last 10 years in particular.
Mm-hmm. Can we break that down a little bit? So cocaine-related discharges from acute hospitals, you looked at that for example.
We did.
How much of an increase was there, did you see?
So I suppose in the simplest terms, back in the year 2000, when cocaine use would have been very low and would not be mainstream as it is today. Back then, in the year 2000, there were 54 admissions to our hospitals. In 2023, there was 1,100. So that's, you know, that's quite a significant increase.
My goodness, from 53 to 1,100?
Yes.
Wow, that's some jump, isn't it?
Yes, and we can see it across all our indicators. So if we look at the number of entrants to treatment, back in 2000, there were 57. In 2023, there was 4,900. Again, absolutely massive increases. So, and when we look at their deaths from cocaine overdoses, back in 2000, there were fewer than five. In 2020, there were 130. So all our indicators are pointing to very high levels of cocaine-related harm. And I suppose it must be said, across a relatively short time period as well. So back 25 years ago, cocaine wasn't really a problem at all in Ireland. But now we see that it has become one.
Okay, and just to, one more question on the acute hospital. When you're brought into an acute hospital for cocaine use, could it be for one use of cocaine? Is it the result of a pattern of use of cocaine, or how are you as a person, as a user of cocaine, before you're brought into an acute hospital?
It could be a range of diagnoses. So it could be people with acute cocaine problems, or who are having other additional problems as a result of their cocaine use. Or it could be people who are dependent on cocaine. I suppose it's worth noting as well that these are people who are admitted to hospitals. We don't have data from our emergency departments, but we know from European studies that only about a fifth of people who turn up in our emergency departments for cocaine use actually get admitted. So if we're to look at the burden on hospitals, it's likely to be much greater. But unfortunately, we don't have the data to flesh that out.
Last year as well, we saw that cocaine use among 15 to 64-year-olds increased. I mean, the age is getting younger all the time, is it not?
Yeah, well, what we see from our surveys is that 19 would be kind of the typical age of initiation. So we know from many of our Irish surveys that at age 17, just 4% use cocaine. However, at age 20, that has increased to 23%. And we see from our university surveys as well that 23% of students have used cocaine in the last year. So that gap, or that time period between between leaving school, going to university, seems to be a prime time of cocaine initiation.
Mm-hmm. Is cocaine now being used, you think, instead of alcohol as a social drug?
Actually, the opposite is probably the case. We know from previous research we've done at Trinity College that the strongest predictor of using cocaine at the age of 20 is using alcohol at starting alcohol use at the age of 14, 15 or 16. So if you start using alcohol at the age of 14, you are 19 times more likely to use cocaine at the age of 20 than somebody who doesn't drink alcohol until they're 18 or 19. We see as well from our other data that 90% of people who use cocaine, for the first time they use cocaine, they've also been using alcohol, and they're very much interlinked in Ireland. And that is particularly problematic because using cocaine and alcohol together, it actually has much more severe impact than either using cocaine on its own or alcohol on its own. And that's because when both substances are used together, it creates a new substance, cocaethylene, which is toxic to both the liver and the heart, and it puts a lot of strain on the cardiovascular system. It elevates the heart rate, elevates blood pressure, and it can cause permanent damage to your heart. So unfortunately, it's not the case that people are not using alcohol but are using cocaine. It's the case that more people who do use alcohol are also using cocaine.
Okay.
Because we know from our data that people who don't drink or who use alcohol in a low-risk manner don't tend to use drugs.
That's very interesting. I was going to say, because I just wonder there, of the 1,100 people who are admitted to acute hospitals, or the 130 deaths or so, I think you mentioned, from cocaine use, how many of those people would have mixed with alcohol or other drugs?
We don't know. We haven't looked at that in relation to the hospitalizations, but we know in relation to deaths that most overdose deaths would have a number of substances included. For this study, we didn't look at that, but most of these cases, there would be other substances, including alcohol.
Can I ask you this, Deirdre? Because, and I'm talking with Deirdre Mongan, who's research officer with the Health Research Board. Years ago, if we would have discussed this, even 20 years ago, we would have, I know there would have been people listening to the programme in their cars or in the kitchen or whatever, almost tut-tutting at the people who are taking cocaine in society. But I bet there are an awful lot of people listening now, maybe with family, maybe with colleagues, privately wondering to themselves if their own cocaine use falls within this bracket of problem use. What would you say to them?
Yeah. Well, but we do see from our survey data that cocaine use is prevalent across society, unlike, you know, in the past when we had the heroin epidemic, that was very much concentrated in certain areas, particularly those associated with lower deprivation. With cocaine use, it's prevalent rural areas, urban areas, across all education levels. And, you know, it's not just one group in society that uses it. I suppose what we're seeing is that... Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I think the line just
Sorry about that.
You were saying that it's across all regions, across all socioeconomic demographics, all ages as well. The question, I suppose, is if the problem is this bad, and you say it's a perfect storm of cocaine use, you say increased availability, greater affordability and higher purity. Can I ask you about that as well?
Yeah.
There's a higher purity of cocaine. What does that actually mean?
So in the last 10 years, the purity of cocaine has increased by 45%. So that means if you're having, you know, a dose of cocaine now, and if you're using the same amount as you were using 10 years ago, it's actually more potent now, and you're probably ingesting more than you would have done 10 years ago, even though it may seem to you that you're using the same amount. Mm-hmm. So that's what we mean by higher purity.
I understand.
What we're seeing as well in terms of affordability, cocaine has become cheaper. And as well as that, in Ireland, we see to some extent cocaine use and cocaine harms, they mirror, you know, trends in our economy. So we would have seen back in the early 2000s an increase with the Celtic Tiger, which peaked around 2007. We saw a dip then until about 2011, 2012. And since then, in line with the improved economic conditions, we saw an increase. However, since about 2014, we've seen an accelerated rate of increase of harms. So we should suggest it's not just the economy that explains mm-hmm. what's happening, and that there's other factors at play here.
Okay, which is very interesting as well. Can I ask you about the trend? And it's an upward yeah. curve, and a steep curve upwards in terms of cocaine use, based on the yeah. figures that you showed us. Even I go back to the initial figure to admittance to acute hospitals from 2020 to 2023, I think you said, 53 people acuted in 2020, 1,100 yeah. or so in 2023. Now, and a lot of them are similar in terms of the upward curve of cocaine use yeah. and the impact of it. Were you surprised by that in the Health Research Board? Did you expect something more or less?
I suppose, well, our trends go back to 2000, and we did expect an increase because we'd seen with treatment that cocaine has now become the number one problem drug for the first time ever since we started recording treatment entrance. I was surprised at the extent of the increase, and I was also surprised at the consistency across all indicators. Like, everything is showing us that there is a significant increase, and it has really started to kick in since 2014, around about that time. I was surprised at the extent of the increase, yes.
Okay. And look, you do the research, you pass it over to the policymakers now, and the National Drug Strategy and so on. So I'm sure they'll be taking a good hard look at this and finding ways to combat the problem. I'd love to know if, from people listening, if they have ideas. We'd certainly welcome it here, 51551, because it's a huge, huge problem, as outlined by Dr. Deirdre Mongan, Research Officer with the Health Research Board. Deirdre, thank you so much indeed for joining us on the programme.